Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, her four-year-old daughter saw a man in her bedroom. Who was it?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You get commercial-free episodes. You get advanced episodes. You get access to all of the episodes. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with us today. How's it going, sister?
Well, it's good. I have not been locked out of my house again. I have to tell everybody that I had a little weird thing. I don't know what happened, but I got home from Wichita the other night from seeing my mom and Carol. And I thought I will go out front and get the mail out of the mailbox. I checked my door to make sure it wasn't locked. I did the whole, you know, how you turn the handle back and forth just to make sure it's open. It was open. And so I pulled it shut so my dog wouldn't get out. Went to get my mailbox and the door is locked. And I mean, like, solidly
what?
Locked. Like, I'm turning it, pushing it, doing everything, and the handle won't turn at all. It's just, it's locked. And I thought, that is so weird. I know I did not lock that. So I have a hidden key and I had to go around back and dig up this thing and, you know, go over there and unlock myself from the back. And so I walked back across the house to the front again to put my coat up and I looked down and it's not locked. You know, I could tell by the little lock on the back on the door, it was going vertical instead of horizontal. And I just turned it and it was open. So I just turned around and I said, very funny. Whoever did that, that was really hilarious. I hope you're all getting a good laugh out of that. So
you told them, Kathy.
I told them.
With our fists raised.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, you.
What? You guys think you're being so funny.
Like, I'm glad, because the funny thing is that you and I were walking our dogs when you were here. And so I always make sure I have my keys. Like, I do it like three times before I walk out of the house.
Me too. I'm panicky about
it,
right?
And I want to go fancy. You know, I want like the one that I just punch my coat into, but I'm not there. I just have a key. And I get really freaked out about it. And so you were like, you know, this would be a good place for you to hide a key at your house.
Yeah, we were talking about good places that you could hide one just in case it happened, right? What bugs me is I checked it before I shut the door. I did the double, you know, the twisty knob back and forth motion that we all do to make sure it's open still. And then it was, when I went back in, could not get in.
And sometimes when I just go to check my mail or I go outside for a quick second, I have this weird feeling like it's going to be like out of a movie where the door slams shut and locks. Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, I can't get in. And I don't know why I'm like that.
I'm so claustrophobic, so I do have that sometimes.
And so I'm always like, where's my keys? Where's my keys? All the time.
Yeah, I have an interior bathroom in my house. There's two bathrooms, and one of them is inside, and there are no windows in it.
It's gonna be great if there's a tornado. That'll be where you go.
That'll be perfect, right? I should stock it with some food and things, I guess.
Some water,
right? And so, but I go in there, and it's just not that huge. And I have to tell you, I have a hard time going in there. Like I just have a paranoia that the door is going to shut behind me and I won't be able to get it open.
Ew. Don't go in there. As weird as your house is, like,
I know. I flip on the lights when I go in there. And you guys, this is so bad. But sometimes, like, I hold it with my foot and I reach over and put the towels away or something. I hold the door with my foot. Just like, I'm so afraid it's just going to slam behind me and I won't be able to get out. I'm like, oh.
I don't think I would even keep the towels in there. I think I would just shut the door and pretend it's not there if it's giving you that kind of creepy vibe action.
It gives me the creepy vibes. So
you're going to be down to like your living room.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because my bedroom is a problem.
It's like a living room, kitchen, that one bathroom. That's in the garage. That's all I'm going into from here on out. You're just going to keep eliminating spaces in your house.
Yeah, I'm just going to move my clothes out into the living room.
I think it sounds safest.
Yeah.
So here's a story, and this one says, "Hey guys, my name is Stephanie. I'm from Michigan. I've always been in tune with my surroundings, but more so with the living. Ever since I can remember, I've been able to feel people's energy, motives, personalities just by walking past them or seeing someone at a distance." And then in parentheses, it says, "Grocery shopping can be very overwhelming." I think like a concert, if you can pick up on stuff like that, like anytime you're in a crowd, good Lord, it's like, stop. "To this day, my mom will not date someone without me meeting them first because of my intuitions about people, and they've been spot on in the past. So only in the past 4 years has this heightened to the non-living as well. A lot has happened, but I figured I would start at the beginning. I was in the kitchen at my house doing the dishes after lunch while my 4-year-old daughter at the time was in her bedroom playing with her dolls. I turned from the sink to load up the dishwasher to see her standing in the kitchen holding one of her dolls. Very calmly, she says, 'Mom, there's a man in my bedroom.'" Okay, I'm going to ask you as a parent, Kathy, how much would that creep you out when your kids were little if they would have said that? Because I think I probably would have
scooped her up and ran outside the house.
Yeah, because I think I wouldn't have gone to paranormal. I would have been like, there's some creepo guy has broken into my house.
That's exactly what I would have thought. Yeah, yeah. I would have been grabbing the child and running out.
Because this says, "Now at this moment, I know that we are the only ones in the house. Looking back on this incident, I am surprised that I didn't immediately suspect a break-in, knowing how untrusting and paranoid I am of people. Though her room is on the second floor, and in order for anyone to have broken in, they would have had to pass through the kitchen to get to her room. So if it wasn't for the certainty in her voice and her demeanor, I probably would have brushed it off." My God, I wouldn't have. If my kid said that to me, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I'm getting you someplace.
That is just not something kids would make up a story about.
Especially if they're in their room playing and then to come find you and...
Yeah.
Ugh. "At this moment in my life, I had never seen a ghost or spirit, but being a spiritual person, I believe they are amongst us. I believe that the young and old have more experiences with ghosts because they are closest to the spiritual side. Though the topic of ghosts has rarely been brought up, and I had never discussed ghosts with my daughter before, it was odd that I immediately believed that she had just seen a ghost. So I put down the dishes and I asked her, 'Well, how did you feel when you saw the man in your room? Are you scared?' She said, 'No.' I asked, 'What was he doing?' She said, 'I was sitting on the floor playing. I turned around and there was a man standing there looking at me. I then thought to ask, did the man seem to be really bright or was he dark, kind of smoky like? My daughter said he was dark. All of him was dark, even his clothes. And this scared me because I always thought that good spirits would be a white glowing presence and dark would mean evil. But since she said that he didn't make her feel scared, I thought that maybe I was wrong. So I took her hand, asked her to show me where he was." That's brave. "We went to her room and she pointed to where he was, but she said he isn't here anymore. That's when I explained to her that sometimes our family members who have passed away like to stop by and see how we're doing and look after us. Now, fast forward about 3 years, I went to talk to a spiritual reader for the first time ever. Due to the business that I work for, moved buildings where a lot of activity has been going on. All right, back to talk more about that. Well, to my surprise, she stated that a spirit showed up the day before and had been waiting for me to arrive. She explained him to be very polite and flirty, wore a flannel shirt, and his favorite season was fall. She said that she couldn't make out what his name was because it was confusing, but that it started with G, and that I would remember him from making pancakes. It was my grandfather, Gerard. She told me that he wanted to warn me about things with our family members. Then she said that he wanted to apologize to me for my daughter seeing him in her room. My jaw dropped and I couldn't believe it. 3 years had gone by, and even though I had not forgotten about that moment, it was the last thing I thought we were going to discuss that day. He told her that since he passed before she was born, he likes to watch her play from time to time, but that he didn't think she was able to see him, and when she did, he didn't want to scare her. I couldn't believe I had confirmation about my daughter's experience and answers to who was in her room that day. I am so glad that I believed my daughter and didn't just brush it aside with what she was confiding in me. Thanks for reading my story. I'll write in later about my own ghost encounters, Stephanie.
Ooh.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd be excited to hear her personal ghost encounters too, but possibly the daughter has an empathetic streak in her as well.
Obviously.
But you know, then, I mean, you know, sometimes I think kids have it and then they kind of grow a little bit out of it. But I don't know. This daughter might take after her mom.
You know, I was talking recently on one of the episodes about, I think a lot of people who have experiences with paranormal when they're younger tend to be more open to it throughout their lives. So, And with her mom being the way she is, I could see the daughter definitely being like that. But it's just so weird that 3 years later, like, this guy shows up to the psychic before she even gets there.
Yeah, but what a good, terrific spiritual medium she has.
Man, I'd like to have a meeting with her. She's probably super expensive.
But she's that good. Really? Yeah, but it sounds like she's terrific.
But it's interesting that she had an experience with him before she even got to the appointment. And then very specific things, like favorite season was fall, and she would remember him from making pancakes.
Mm-hmm. And the plaid shirt. And
yeah. I don't know. I think that's an interesting story, but I don't know. If a kid came to me and said, there's a man in my room, I would be, I don't know. I think I would have to get the kid out of there to safety.
Because, you know, I have ran out of a house before because I was scared. And then I stood out there and you're kind of like, okay, great. I'm here. Now what? So it's kind of funny. Like, it doesn't help particularly.
Right.
You get outside. At some point, you're going to have to go back in the house as well.
That's the thing. And so if it's just you and your daughter, do you want to pick up your daughter and go back and look and see if this is a pervy intruder person?
Right.
You don't know.
Or do you call a friend?
To a serial killer?
You know, you want to come over here with me? You know, I think, that, you know, my daughter said there's somebody in the house. Yeah, it's a very strange thing. But she didn't feel like it was, she didn't get the sense that it was a real person in the room.
No, not even kind of. And I think my default would have been, there is a serial killer in this house, you know, or someone who wants to do bad things to me and my daughter.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, where my brain would go.
Yeah, I think so too.
That's an interesting story. I love it being the granddad, though.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our next story.
Okay.
Hi, so I'm really excited. I'm a first-time caller. I've been binging while I work, so appreciate you guys for keeping me company during the workday. I have just a couple of really short stories. I used to work at a ice cream shop / coffee shop in Yorktown, Virginia, back in high school. Yorktown battlefields where we won our American independence in the Revolutionary War. So obviously there's a lot of activity and ghost investigations of all types that go on down in that area. Well, our coffee shop and ice cream shop, still in existence today. It's down at Yorktown Beach, which is just right on the York River. So we, being on the river, on the beach, we were open pretty late in the summertime. So it was one of those nights that we were closing up shop, working late, and I was probably doing something in the back like dishes, and I heard a conversation. Clear as day, man and a woman talking in the front of the shop. Pretty common, I would say, occasionally for one of us to go outside and forget to lock the doors again after sweeping the front, you know, patio area. And so I just kind of walked right out to inform whoever had come in that we were actually closed for the night. And as I opened my mouth and turned the corner to say that, I realized there was no one in the building besides myself. So, I know I must have had a coworker somewhere around, but not in the general vicinity, not in the building at the time. So, pretty odd, you know, hearing, I mean, a back and forth conversation. I mean, man and a woman talking to each other. So, never heard it again, kind of wrote it off. And I would say not too long after that, it was another night closing up shop, and one of the bags of coffee beans basically kind of flew off the shelf. I did not see this with my own eyes. I heard the bag of coffee hit the floor and turned around to see, you know, what had fallen to pick it up. Oddly enough, and I still think about it from time to time, the bag itself was on the bottom shelf, maybe 2-3 inches off the floor, 4 inches max. So for it to have fallen and projected forward in the manner that it did, to land several feet away from the counter, I still can't compute. You know, being that low to the ground and landing that several feet away. So just kind of weird stuff. I'm sure there's probably some activity from, you know, being in the battlefields that spills into even just all the buildings and shops in that area. So thanks for the awesome podcast. Keep it up. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, that whole area would be haunted, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because even
if the building's
new, think what happened there.
Right. And that is the last battle of the Revolutionary War was there.
So that's a lot. Like, I don't know how you explain the coffee bean thing.
Okay, I'm trying to get it in my head. So she said it was on a low shelf to begin
with. Yes, like I think she said like 4 inches up.
And yet it was projected out. Off there, but far out.
Yeah. Let me see. I can go back a little bit. Let's see if I can get it in the right spot.
And I would say not too long after that, it was another night closing up shop, and one of the bags of coffee beans basically kind of flew off the shelf. I did not see this with my own eyes. Heard the bag of coffee hit the floor and turned around to see, you know, what had fallen to pick it up. Oddly enough, and I still think about it from time to time, the bag itself was on the bottom shelf, maybe 2-3 inches off the floor, 4 inches max. So for it to have fallen and projected forward in the manner that it did, to land several feet away from the counter.
Yeah, if it's only like 4 inches off the ground and it lands several feet from the counter.
Impossible.
That reminds me of that, because we were talking about that a while back. And in fact, over the weekend, I was talking about it at the theater I work at that night. The coffee cup just flew off and it hit the beer cooler like 3 feet away. You know, things don't project out, they project down. You know, gravity would pull it straight down.
Yeah.
If it's just imbalanced, it's not in the shelf, right? It doesn't fall outwardly, it falls down.
And a bag of coffee beans would be pretty heavy to begin with.
And that, because it's heavy, would just fall straight down. I would imagine there's
I don't even think it'd
much...
get clear off the shelf. Yeah. I think, you know, don't you? I don't... Okay, number one, I don't even know how it would come off the shelf at all, period.
Especially when it's like 3 or 4 inches. Like, If it does, it would just like slowly fall.
It just kind of slide a little bit off of the shelf, right? It wouldn't just go projecting flying off the shelf. That doesn't make any sense at all. She's right. And I like the fact that she said, you know, I still think about that every now and then.
You know, I would think where she's from, any story that would come from there, I'd be like, oh, yeah, this is paranormal.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I don't think it's a question.
She heard voices at closing time as well. And, you know, I have thoughts about when you hear voices. I think there's several possibilities here. One thing is that when you're doing something like cleaning up, getting ready to go home, oftentimes in a job like that, it's just sort of mundane work. You're not really having to think about it a lot. You're, you know, washing out pots and pans, you're putting things away, you're doing stuff, you know, you're kind of busily doing things, but you're not highly concentrating.
Well, right. They're your closing activities that you do every day.
Yeah, and I think that your mind can sort of clear out and enable you to hear. It could be spirits. It could be, you know, ghosts or something, I guess we could call it. It could be, sometimes I think it enables you just to hear other people. Maybe outside or far away, that you're just, your mind is open to, you know, this consciousness with people. You know, I have a feeling she just cleared her head and could hear spirits.
That's my
what
guess.
I feel like.
That's my
what
guess.
Do you think?
I think that's a haunted little town and a haunted little ice cream shop.
You know, I think it could be, there could be these voices a lot, but we just aren't on the right frequency to hear them.
Sorry.
And then we just kind of clear our brains and we're just doing things and it's quiet around and we're, you know, not paying much attention. And all of a sudden we're able to hear things.
That's what I think. That's when it seems to happen most, when you're a million miles away, and then it was like, what? Huh? What?
Exactly. That's what I think, too.
I don't know. I love stories like that, though.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. You can call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.